This week we are looking at the temptation which Jesus experienced in the days following his baptism. Directly after the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in the form of a dove, directly after the Father exclaimed, "This is my beloved Son," the Spirit led Jesus into the barren wilderness. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Here the devil, the father of lies, begins by mocking the declaration of God the Father. He calls into the question the declaration, "This is my beloved Son." So the devil suggests, "If this is the case, prove it by making bread so that you are no longer hungry. The Son of God should be able to do such a simple thing." Jesus counters, not with power, not with a display of force, not by using his creative abilities to serve himself, but by quoting the lesson learned by the children of Israel as they ate manna in the desert. "We live eternally, not by bread that satisfies an immediate and temporal need, but by trusting God's word and his promises alone." Later Jesus taught, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Or as Luther explained, "We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things." May our Lord grant that we hear his word and trust in his promises alone. Amen.